up slow, coming up right. Taking your time like a sweet summer night. Didn't hear it coming, didn't hear a sound. Next thing I know, I'm way deep down. When I got to the bottom, you were looking at me. But I never said quiet out loud, talking in my head. You don't gotta know how I really feel. Jumping off a cliff, such moments we steal. When I got to the bottom, you were looking at me. When I got to the bottom, you were looking at me like you never before. Maybe I'm an animal, but it feels like war when I'm with you. You got me running in circles, got me out of my mind. It's good to be careful, but it's better being wild when I'm with you.
The ladies that are going to be joining us here in the room Friday night, Boxcars Pub and Grub on Allen Street in downtown Clinton, and then in the lot, the Lightning Outdoor Theater, Saturday night, back-to-back shows in beautiful Clinton, Wisconsin. They are King Margot. She is Luciana and Rachel of King Margot. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon on Iron Country. We can't wait to have you here in Iron Country Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
We cannot wait. We're so excited.
Again, Luciana and Rachel of King Margot. And ladies, we just heard your song Animal was released as a single last year. And you got another single that we're going to be hearing that was just a few short weeks old. Can't Have You, Can't Lose You, the bubblegum song at the end of this interview that we'll be hearing. But we can't wait for Friday and Saturday night. Tickets available, boxcars.ticketsauce.com, or call over to Boxcars right now. Tell them that you're listening to the interview on Iron Country, 608-676-1149. But you guys have a unique story. You guys are from the Midwest, returning to the Midwest at the end of this week, but you met while you were both kind of traveling for different musical bands, doing your own thing, but you met down in Kentucky. So why don't you tell the Iron Country family members kind of the story of King Margot as you ladies see it and have been touring for several years now together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did. Funny enough, we grew up about 40 minutes apart from each other. Didn't know it at the time. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Rachel grew up in Toledo, Ohio. So we were super close, just across the border. But we both got hired for the same touring band And Rachel was already living down in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'd been kind of bouncing around. I was living out in California for a while, and we both got hired for this band and just connected immediately. We were put on the road. We were put in a van together right away, and we started harmonizing right away, and we just kind of like really connected personally and professionally and just clicked and got really excited about making music together and still doing it almost 10 years later. Still doing it.
She is Luciana of King Margo and Rachel of King Margo as well. Tickets for their show In the Room Friday night at Boxcars Pub and Grub. Still just a handful available. Boxcars.ticketsauce.com. And then a ton of tickets for the huge Lightning Outdoor Theater Saturday night outside of Boxcars as well. Boxcars.ticketsauce.com or call on over there 608-676-1149. They're kind enough to join us here this afternoon here on Iron Country. Now, we went through kind of your origin stories and whatnot, but who is what in the band? You always hit, whether they're duos or full groups, there's always one that leads towards the lyrics. One leads towards singing. Maybe one's a hell of a guitar picker. The other one, banjo, fiddle. Where do you ladies all stack up when it comes to the sound of King Margo that we'll be hearing Friday and Saturday night in Clinton?
Well, Luciana is the creative mastermind and the lyrical poet, and she has an angelic voice and she sings beautifully. But we both harmonize together and sing all the words and work together to create a really fun sonic arrangement. But instrumentally speaking, Luci will be throwing down on acoustic guitar, and I'll be playing bass. And we'll also have our fiddle player with us as well as our drummer for the Saturday show.
Yeah, you guys are bringing band, in the full band on Saturday night. How, other than the overall sound of it, of course, you know what, Sherlock, but how do your shows differ from listening room to like an outdoor theater that you'll be seeing in the Lightning Outdoor Theater on Saturday? And I'm sure through all your travels through this great nation, you've played in small rooms, big bars, outdoor amphitheaters. So how do you like vary your set list and your sound from venue to venue that we can hear on Friday night in the room, Saturday in the lot?
That's a great question. I mean, part of it is song choice. We definitely have our sort of singer-songwriter listening room songs that play better when people are listening and they're not necessarily trying to just drink beer and party and have a good time. But we also, you know, hold certain parts of our personalities in check when we're trying to be civilized and calm. And when it's a big outdoor show and we've got our full band and everybody's just trying to have a good time, we can really kind of let loose, and that's so fun on our end because we can get, you know, we played up in Appleton, we've done Mile of Music several years in a row, and we can go a little crazy. Our fiddle player can do back bends, although we haven't checked in with her in a little while. She might be tired, but
she's stretching right now.
Yeah, she's stretching it out, so we'll see how physical we can get on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be an excellent set of shows. Again, Friday night in the room at Boxcars. Tickets available, boxcars.ticketsauce.com. And then Saturday night, full band show in the lot, Lightning Outdoor Theater outside of Boxcars. Call it over there, 608-676-1149 for King Margo in the room and the lot, Friday and Saturday night. Discount tickets for both night shows, too, available at boxcars.ticketsauce.com. Luciana and Rachel of King Margo joining us here on Iron Country. And your album, your most recent full-length album, Waters Rise, is kind of more, I won't say tame country music by any means, but yeah, a little bit more of the listening room sessions. And speaking of the listening room, a man that joined us back in January, perhaps early February, one of my favorite songwriters, Gabe Lee, appears on a track from Waters Rise, Dishes Ain't Done. How did you guys first stumble across Gabe Lee, who was just in the room several months ago, and come about writing that song for that Waters Rise album?
Well, we met Gabe Lee a couple of different ways in a very short amount of time, which is how we knew it was meant to be. We met him at a dad jam through a couple of mutual friends of ours one night, and Gabe and I both showed up with mandolins, and Luke showed up with her dobro, and we were like the youngest people there, and we didn't really talk much, but we certainly acknowledged each other's presence. But then the next day, we went on a pretty epic hike at the Warner Parks in Nashville, and happened to pass Gabe going in opposite directions on the same hiking trail, and we all did a double take and just were like, wait a minute, weren't you at the jam last night? And, like, we've just stayed in touch ever since then. I've been playing and making music together. I'll let Luch talk about the record side of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going on, what, 8 years with Gabe as well. So it's been quite a while with him. We've been intertwined pretty much right away. I started playing dobro for him, and then Rachel started playing bass, and we kind of have been traveling as a trio pack for several years now. And then when we went in to do our record, we cut it with Alex Torres of Torres Music Group, who also is Gabe's record label. And so Gabe ended up producing that record or co-producing that record with all of us in the room. And yeah, I had written Dishes and we brought it to him. He was just there in the studio and we were like, we're going to cut this song today. Do you want to sing on it? And it just kind of happened organically. It wasn't intended to be a feature necessarily, but it was such a Gabe Lee like song. We're like, oh, it'd be really cute to have him on this track. And we were going to put him on the third verse to have it be like a surprise. And then we realized the third verse talks about like running your fingers through your shiny blonde hair. So we're like, all right, I guess he's going to have to take the first verse. So that's kind of how it happened. It just happened really organically. And we've been able to perform that song all across the country together. And it's been awesome.
It would have been a nice surprise, but yeah, Gabe doesn't have long blonde hair. He's got short black hair. It would have been different. It would have been slightly different for sure.
We weren't going to do that to him.
But that's awesome. Yeah, we'll maybe play that at the end of this interview. If you check it out online, we'll post it on our website, Iron Country Family, ironcountry.fm. Just click on the On Air tab at the top of the page, scroll on down to Crossroads, and we'll add Dishes Ain't Done from King Margo and Gabe Lee for our internet version of this interview. But ladies, before we let you go, obviously, big shows coming up in the room Friday night at Boxcars, 608-676-1149. Tickets available at boxcars.ticketsauce.com as well. And then also full band show in the Lightning Outdoor Theater Saturday night, 608-676-1149, boxcars.ticketsauce.com. But your latest single, it's one of those perfect songs for the Lightning Outdoor Theater that everybody can get up and dance to. Can't Have You, Can't Lose You. What's the tale behind this track, story behind the song for this latest single from King Margo on Iron Country?
Well, you know, sometimes you just get into those relationships. The kids call them situationships, I believe. It's just, you know, you get in those kind of romantic entanglements where you can't quite fully have someone, but you can't quite let them go either. We wanted to write a song about that, and I don't know, it all just kind of popped out at the same time. We're like, man, this relationship is like a piece of gum just stuck to your shoe. You can't quite walk it off. It turned out really fun. We love playing this song live. It's been such a good time.
Yeah, it's not like a one-night stand song by any means, but it is just one of those like, hey, we don't really know what to call this that we're going through right now, so let's just write a fun song to sing along to, you know?
We've been calling it it's a song about a recurring nightstand.
Sure. That is absolutely perfect. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Not only will we be in Wisconsin Friday and Saturday night, in the room, in the lot as well, boxcars.ticketsauce.com for those tickets here today and through the rest of our work week, but also in Wisconsin up in the Appleton area too. So we wish you nothing but the best of travels coming up to Clinton, Wisconsin here leading up to your show on Friday. But also once you're done with us here in the State Line area, going up to kind of more Titletown, USA in the Green Bay, Appleton area. But thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon on Iron Country, ladies. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Back at
you. The ladies from King Margo, Luciana and Rachel, joining us this afternoon here on Iron Country. And here is their latest single, Can't Have You, Can't Lose You. Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM.
Well, I can't have you, but I can lose you. You're like a piece of gum stuck to my shoe. You're everywhere I go. Well, I can't have you. Graveyard shift loves the aesthetic. I could not agree with you more. But who hasn't put down the bottle and picked it right back up just to have a little more? Well, I can't have you, but I can't lose you. You're like a piece of gum stuck to my shoe. You're everywhere I go. Well, I can't have you, but I can't lose you. What's it gonna take for me to tell you no? To my shoe, you're everywhere I go. Well, I can't have you, but I can't lose you. What's it gonna take for me to tell you? You can go straight to hell, and I will be just fine on my own.
King Margo once again on the Iron Country stage with their latest single, Can't Have You, Can't Lose You, available wherever you get your music. And do not forget, Iron Country family, they'll be in the room Friday night for an acoustic set. Get your tickets now at boxcars.ticketsauce.com. And then also in the Lightning Outdoor Theater on Saturday night for a full band show, boxcars.ticketsauce.com. But for our internet listeners on ironcountry.fm, here is that song featuring the one and only Gabe Lee with Luciana and Rachel of King Margo on Iron Country. This is Dishes Ain't Done off of their album Waters Rise, Iron Country.
If I was faster than the fastest man, I'd pull my last dollar from the coffee can. Show up bruised and bleeding all over your door. I'd buy you a cold one from the dollar store.
Honey, can't you see? Sleep won't come and the dishes ain't done. What you got is me. Couldn't hardly walk from wearing all that gold. That magazine has to be bought and sold. Phone would be ringing at a quarter to three. Oh, waking up the baby on live TV. Honey, can't you see? Sleep won't come and the dishes ain't done. What you got is me. Even the dogs would stare. We'd order all our food from a hotel bed.
Cashing in checks we ain't even read.
You'd hold my hand when I get scared to fly.
But ain't no one ever making me up that high.
Honey, can't you? Yeah.